The part of Greencaster tonight will be played by Paul. Say hi, Paul.
Hey, guys. I'm Paul.
We're live!
Redcaster, Joe Raven.
Bluecaster, Sheena Zazeel.
Greencaster, Overkill.
Blackcaster, Ransack.
Pinkcaster, Legend.
Broadcasting loud and opinionated perspectives across the internet.
Radio Sentai.
Cast Ranger on air.
Previously known as the Hipster
Caster. Yeah, you were Hipster Caster last time. Now you've just usurped the green powers.
And now he's...
We are in Tokyuger.
And exactly. We are in Tokyuger. He's just switched lines.
No, there you go. Yeah,
no, fuck you guys. I'm the protagonist now. I'm the protagonist of this goddamn podcast.
That's so Red Ranger.
Green Ranger rules. Green Ranger.
Green Ranger is usually the strategist.
No, you know what, Paul? You'll be the shadow leader, okay?
Yeah, which is funny, because green!
Exactly!
Dance
puppet.
Okay. Welcome to episode 4 of Radio Sentai Cast Ranger.
I'm even wearing green.
Yeah, you are. A little bit.
So am I. Oh, I'm working on getting a picture.
I'm wearing purple today.
Okay.
I'm always wearing
gecko violet.
There's a little bit of red on that t-shirt.
My pants are blue. That counts.
And your Charmander Shepherd shirt.
Charmanderson Shepherd.
Charmanderson Shepherd.
Charmanderson Cooper.
Charmander Shepherd. Okay. Anyways, today we're talking about episodes 23 of Gaim and episode 6 of Tokyuger.
Indeed.
So.
Epic shit.
Yeah, Paul's not. He's just.
Paul is sitting this one out because he hasn't seen either of these.
He's just here to hang out.
Kamen Rider Gaim!
Anyways,
amazing...
Well, we're talking about Rider fashion afterwards.
And he's here to get amazingly spoiled for Gaim, because this was another plot-heavy episode.
Let's just start with Kachidoki arms. Holy fuck!
Do we have an order? Because Dave
we
was
do.
Just that. Do you know what the order is?
I know I started it.
Okay.
It was Kevin, Raven, you, then me, and then David was last.
Wait, I was just edit this part.
Sorry. Yeah, Alex, edit this part out.
Please edit this part out.
What was the order?
Kevin, Ty, edit this out.
Shut up. What was it? Kevin, Raven, me, and...
Lane.
Yeah, like David was last.
Okay.
Okay, so
let's jump into episode discussion. Mr. Blackcaster, please start us off.
Well, this week was particularly incredible, as always.
As always,
it was particularly incredible. No, it definitely did make up for the past two episodes, for me anyway, which I found to be a smidge lacking in awesome. I mean, it was cool tidbits here and there, but this was the first time in a couple episodes we've had the whole episode just be, stuff's happening now, though.
Yeah.
The first thing was the whole Inception thing where he's dreaming in a dream about dreaming about magical oranges and super awesome things. Kaito proceeded to be a douchebag asshole amazing dude.
Well, that's kind of what he does.
I know, and he keeps on doing it, and I love it.
Consistency!
I was going to say, consistency in Kaito is what has kept me... with him as one of my top favorite characters in Gaim, just because I feel like, for a side character, he's gotten, like, butt-tons of character development without him needing to even be in the main conflict.
Well, they've kind of built Baron as, like, the secondary rider.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's just nice to see that very secondary rider go in a completely opposite direction.
Yeah.
With different, you know, ambitions, as opposed to, you know, you get a lot of secondary riders that come in and... Yeah, they've got their own ambition, like Date, which was very, I'm doing this for me. It's my job.
But it usually
had a singular...
Yeah, it always plays second fiddle to the main objective.
Of course. And, I mean, the last big thing I have to say about this was fucking Kachidoki arms. All things aside, the gun genuinely surprised me. Like, that was one of the biggest curveballs ever. I was like... Oh, that DJ scratch gun gimmick, I was like...
It's literally just called the DJ gun.
It's... The motif is silly, kind of. I understand what it's for. I just feel like it's the Zanvat sword all over again, so I'm totally just whatever. I've seen it before. It shouldn't be that foreign to me. but then just fucking machine gun Ho. Yeah. And I was just like, I'm watching that show for kids, right? Like, and he just mows down this entire army of troopers, and I was just kind of like, Jesus! And then he tones it down a bit, and it's this cool rifle thing. And then I go, well, okay, what's the point of making this thing, like, toned down anymore? What, is it just going to become a pistol? Nope, shotgun!
Yep.
I was just kind of like, wait. Its weakest state is a shotgun?
It's not really the weakest.
It's draw distance.
I thought it was like a temperature nozzle because it looks like hot and cold on a shower nozzle.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think it's more like, you know, because it's a DJ gun, it's like, do you want to attack him with hot beats or you want to attack him with cool beats? I think that was the motif.
I understand. That actually makes a lot of sense when you say it.
And also, DJ Sagara made it, so.
That's exactly why.
Whatever. It's cool.
Yeah, guys. Sagara. What's up with him? He definitely knows.
Well, we have some theories on that.
Yeah,
he definitely has way more going on for him than we've ever been led on before. I always knew he would, like, right from when he handed Coda the core slot, that I was just kind of like, okay, he's clearly not for Yggdrasil. He's clearly just been swept in by their happenings, and he's got his own ulterior motives that are incredibly interesting.
You could kind of tell that he was planning to rebel from the moment Tuckator snapped at him. It's like, your job is info manipulation and nothing else.
Yeah.
It's like, woo.
I don't know, I'm still very confused by the convolution of that whole dream within a dream thing, where it's like, you're dreaming. Okay, you're still dreaming. I'm gonna make a Lockseed for you. That actually happened! I'm like,
inside a dream.
But dream, though. I guess that was it. So, I mean, that just kind of further adds to the, who is this guy?
Yeah.
That's me.
Alright, Raven.
Alright, yeah, I'm just gonna reiterate the point of DJ Sagara, holy crap. I don't know, I was just kind of sitting there watching the episode, and I was just, I watched him make, literally mold the frigging Lockseed in his hand in a dream. I'm just like, did you just, and not only did you just enter Kota's dream, but you made him a Lockseed. And legit, it's still sitting there when he wakes up.
And you know, that's like entirely Sagara, because Ryoma was like, the fuck's that thing, though?
Yeah.
Like, Ryoma's just kind of like, I've never seen that, and you're just sitting there going, that's because it doesn't exist.
It's hilarious to just see Ryoma completely befuddled. It's like, something I don't know?
It was also really interesting, just touching back on it, just because I know it was something that we talked about a while ago. We kind of thought it was, like, pumpkin or whatever the hell Kachidoki was. He's like, nope, super orange.
Yeah.
I'm like, actually really okay with that.
Yeah, I guess.
No, but yeah, I looked at it, I watched him do it, and I'm just like, okay. Fuck everything else right now. Fuck the overlords. Fuck what Yggdrasil's doing. DJ Sagara, the fuck are you? It's like, that is my most interesting point right now. What are you?
We do have some very likely theories, though.
Yeah, I can't wait to get into mine.
There are some theories on that at this point. I'll leave that to the other two here. On another hook, yeah, Kachidoki arms. Oh, man, that form is awesome.
It's amazing to
know. And not only that, just the first transformation where he's diving out of the fucking sky, lands on the platform, like, just rise up out of the fucking dust, like, in this new form.
And then fucking, the announcement.
And then it's fucking boss.
And it's amazing to know that.
And then he just stands there and he takes shots from the Kurokake troopers like a champ. He's just sitting there. Their attacks aren't even doing shit. And
he's just
like,
ignoring
excuse
them.
Excuse me a moment while I just mow you down with this machine gun.
Yeah, I was going to say, also it's bulletproof.
Yeah.
God!
It's just amazing to know that there's something better than that.
Yeah, because that's not even a spinal
form. That's not
form
his final form. It's just like,
this isn't even my final form!
Legit!
This isn't even
that is
my
a
real
factual
form.
Statement.
Yep. Can't wait to see where that goes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about it for me, though.
Okay. Moving on to myself. One thing I particularly noticed that was interesting about this episode is the fact that Mitsuzane's underhanded methods and his way of thinking have kind of finally been revealed to Kota. The fact that he didn't care really struck me as odd, because you think he'd be a little more angry on the fact that, you know, his Michi knew about what happened to Yuya. We talked about that last week, about how it's awesome that he finally figured it out, because Anget showed it to him. but the fact, just, Michizane trying to convince Koda, no, you can't tell anyone, it's for their happiness. It really showed his weakness, I think, and that makes him a much more fleshed out character, and that's why I love Michizane. If it weren't for Bravo, he would be my favorite character. That said, there's not much Bravo lately.
That'll change soon.
I think I'm really glad that they didn't send Koda into another 2-episode fit of depression.
Yeah.
And he just carried on going, I'm or... Like,
yeah, I noticed. He recovered really quick.
Because you can tell he's already been hit hard enough by this.
And so several
like,
times.
He's on like, that note, he's like, so he's note, becoming though, yeah. desensitized to disaster around
he
him.
Wasn't
so
much
like, whatever.
He wasn't so much desensitized as it was DJ Sagara really just gave him the exact push he needed at that moment.
Yeah.
It was like, I know exactly what you need to hear to get you out doing what I want you to do.
Yeah.
Here you go. Here's your new reason. Here's your new reason to fight, and here's the new power for you. Go.
I'm getting real tired of Mitsuzane's shit. He's done nothing but the same thing for like 6 episodes.
And he was so
every
pissed.
Time he shows up, he does the same thing.
He was so pissed at the end of the last episode too. Like, why couldn't you have just done what I
the
said?
The thing is, one thing towards his character development, he started as a completely innocent character, but now he's starting to look like a villain, and that's another thing I like about him. Now moving on to the more surreal aspects of the series so far, it looks like we're starting to come closer to finding out what being chosen by the forest means. And with the whole Overlord Invest now being a thing, that kind of brings me to our theories on what DJ Sagara is. I'm pretty sure most people are coming to the same conclusion that DJ Sagara is probably another Overlord. It would explain why he has all this knowledge, why he has the power to fucking make original lock seeds.
And, well, the knowledge may just come from the fact that he was technically working for Yggdrasil.
Well, it's more like he was contracted to Yggdrasil for info manipulation.
Yes, but in order to do info manipulation, you have to know what it is you're looking for to manipulate.
True, but I have a feeling, just based on his conversation with Takatora, that he was not privy to all of their information. He knew things for his own reasons. That's my theory on Sagara. But yeah, Kachidoki arms. Oh my god, the broken-ass gun with the fucking... It literally goes from machine gun to rifle to shotgun. And he fucking blew them away. And yeah, watching him take bullets and shrugging them off was amazing. So that's pretty much me on this week.
Okay, so... Yeah, Kachidoki arms, holy fucking shit. Just like, the way he's just like, yeah, mowing down everyone, these things. But what's interesting is that... Even though he has his new bass form, Zangetsu can still fucking kick his ass. Like, I'm amazed that Zangetsu is still, like, this well-trained rider, can still hold his own in a fucking fight. I'm actually starting to like Takatora as a character now, because he's getting super interesting, and he's, like, starting to just be like,
Yeah, Takatora, as of late, has been a lot like, this here is my motivation.
And, yeah, but, like, Michi at the end, he's just like, oh, no. Fuck are you doing? And it's like, Koda's growing a pair of fucking balls and doing something about
more
it.
More than we can say about
it. I like how Takatora's kind of wavering on between having a noble cause and being an actual villain. Like, it started out looking like he was the villain, but then you find out Ryoma and his crew have way worse intentions in mind.
But yeah, let's just say the DJ gun, the instant I saw it and saw what it could do, I pre-ordered one already, so...
David hates the fuck out of it.
Oh yeah, David hates it.
Which means we don't get to use it while he's conscious.
Yeah, which is... It's fine, I understand why he doesn't like it, because of, like, the whole DJ, maybe, like, the sound of the theme, like, speeding up and shit like that. That's you know, that's a reason to hate it, but, yeah... my theory on DJ Sagara is that, remember that they talked about how, like, there was an ancient civilization that was destroyed by Helheim before, and they returned to Avis. I have a feeling that Sagara and other Mai, as I fucking call her, they are survivors of the previous invasion, so they're just two of these people that survived, and they're just trying to prevent
the same shit from happening to them happening to Zoami City.
It's not a bad theory. I mean, there's no proof that everyone was exterminated.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no proof that those overlords can't transform back into their original states.
Which would make both of our theories kind of come together.
Yeah.
I have to agree with Kevin also about Kaito. Like, I love the fact that he's just still a dick.
Well, actually, now that I'm thinking about it, back on my point there, if there's no one said they can't, Hase kind of transformed back into human form for a bit, too.
That's
when he
true.
Did it. So it's not like it's already been proven that somebody's done it.
Yeah.
He wasn't in control of himself. Imagine the invest kept their sentience.
It's gonna be like this bullshit like in Kabuto where you found out like half the fucking cast were all fucking native worms.
You're a worm! Everyone worm!
We're all worms!
That is to say they used Hase as like foreshadowing exposition to go, this works.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
Yeah.
Keep that in the back of your head, I guess.
Yeah,
Michi and just like, I thought he was gonna be one of my favorite characters when the show started out, but I'm just like, you're going down for me, because, But yeah, I'm fucking just seeing Ryoma's face, just going, I need to know more about this!
Must investigate everyone!
Reach his own egg!
Investigate.
Investigate.
High five.
That's the name of the episode now.
Walk
right
into that.
There we go. David, in editing, put a picture of Invest wearing a Sherlock Holmes hat or something. I don't fucking know.
Oh, I was going to say, like, put some kawaii shit makeup on that.
there you go. Kawaii shit makeup, too. Yeah, that's it for me. I'm fucking awesome episode. I can't wait to get on, like, my Kachidoki shit. It's going
to
be awesome.
Can't wait to get on board that train.
And
speaking of trains... Shinpachi go!
All right, now we're on to Tokyuger Episode 6. Mr. Black Caster, please start us off.
I actually really liked this episode.
General Schwartz.
Sorry for saying,
General Schwartz.
General Schwartz.
Yep.
I really like his train, and that he's got his own private Megazord.
Mm.
That thing's really cool.
That's kind of what I was looking forward to. Not just the generic ones, but like the boss Kariners.
Yeah, and it's just, he was very bitter about the whole, my train getting fucked up by these people's train. And he was real hurt about it. That is to say, you know, Schwartz is going to go back to the drawing board and come up with a better thing for himself.
Yep.
And I just can't wait to see how that evolves into, you know, hoping they put the time and effort into making those things a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked the moral. And by the moral, I mean the driving point they were trying to make with this episode, which was the whole,
which was, don't be hungry?
That was last week. The whole just kind of anyone can be the leader thing.
Oh, yeah.
Which just kind of, like, I looked at it, and I looked at the situation, and my immediate reaction was, any one of them could be the Red Ranger.
True.
Exactly.
There is no Tokyo Red. That is to say, what defines the leader? Well, I mean, normally it's just the Red Ranger, obviously, but then you're like in this one, but who's the Red Ranger?
Because they can all just change lines.
Yeah, so I was just kind of like, I guess that's just sort of the nod to whoever's wearing red is who's in charge at the moment.
whoever's experiencing the plot development.
I love that they took 2 seconds of the episode to beautifully develop Hikari.
Yeah.
It was just kind of like, you guys are really cool, and you do your own thing. That doesn't mean we're not doing things when you're not around.
Yeah.
And it just, that totally saved their ass in the end. It was just kind of like, I did it, by the way. And they're like, oh, were you doing it? Yeah, you did it too slow. I did it for you. Shadow Rida.
Hikari is quickly pulling ahead of the pack in terms of favorite character for me.
Oh, he's definitely one of my favorites. I'd say he's in the fight with Light right now for my favorite spot. They're both, like, beautifully written characters for different reasons, and I just can't decide which I like more yet.
Yeah.
Light is so ambitious, and I get to see more of him, but I know I draw to green and black Rangers, so it's just, that was where my focus kind of led it while the series started. And it's so nice to watch him do something. And you're just kind of like, yes.
If you like Green and Black Rangers, how about we just say your favorite is Tokyo Ichigo Green?
Oh, well, no.
Oh, there you go.
I guess. But I do like Hikari, though.
Okay.
He's a pretty cool guy. That's me.
Yeah,
Also, Grimace is ugly still.
Yeah, you mean the talking chicken nugget?
Yes, the talking purple chicken nugget.
Grimace, green egg, come on.
It might as well be Grimace!
Grima.
In the English version, now played by Grimace.
I love you, General Schwartz. I'm gonna make his babies.
Give him a Big Mac.
And then go to McDonald's. I'm gonna get all the Happy Meal toys.
I'm gonna make his babies and sell them as Happy Meal toys.
The raisins?
God.
From the fucking 90s. Oh, man. I'm sorry, what happened? We're talking about Tokyo.
What are we talking about? Bro! Nuggets?
Might as well be talking about McDonald's.
Funny, because I had some today.
Those honey nuggets, though.
Why don't they make pizza anymore?
Because it wasn't great.
It was amazing. No, it took too long.
That too.
So yeah, next time on McDonald's, the podcast.
McDonald's Ranger!
Yeah. No, anyways.
Lane is the inside story as a former employee.
Welcome to the first ever combination McDonald's Tokusatsu podcast.
Except one is sponsored by the other generally.
Corporate sales.
The sponsor.
McDonald's Ranger.
No, legit. If you watch
Sell out Sentai.
If you watch like the unedited episodes where they have this episode brought to you by McDonald's.
Yeah, among others.
That happens.
Anywho,
moving on.
Resh Sentai Tokuger.
This episode,
I guess you could say that derailed.
Well done, sir.
Bravo!
Two-handed clap.
What happened there?
Where's the other hand?
You said two-handed clap and then you threw it.
One from you and one from me.
That's just high five!
Why didn't you say high five?
Barry, what did you say? Right. Oh, my God!
Okay. All right.
Barry,
my
family.
Points now.
On them.
Okay. So, this episode for me, I just watched it today at lunch.
Hooray! Hurrah. Deadlines!
Yeah, hurrah! I wasn't sure if I was going to get to watch it with Dave or not, so I hold it off till the last minute. Anyways. So, yeah, this episode, Wright did things. Sorta. Except he was kind of useless in the end, and Hikari's pretty cool. The one thing I do kind of dislike about this season, the Rangers all fit into, they're not good characters, period, in most cases. They're totally just following the usual stereotypes for each color.
Welcome to Sentai?
I know. No, it's the same characters in the same colors.
And that's why they're changing up by changing colors!
Not even. They're original colors. That's still their fucking personalities.
No, I know.
What you're trying to say is that the personality tropes that go with each other colors should be blending together in each character.
They should totally be doing that, especially
which
in the show.
Which means they would all be the same character?
Okay. I'm not even watching this show, and that's pretty shit.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's like, they're changing colors, which means we should be blending that or just coming up with new things. No, we're still sticking to the stereotype, eh?
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
It's like, okay, Red's just the natural leader that everybody gravitates to.
And the stupid head.
Well, it depends on the show. Marvelous wasn't exactly.
He's the guy who's like, fuck you, I'll fight you on Henshin, bro. Let's fucking do it.
Yeah. But, the Green Ranger's the strategist slash techie. Yeah, Green Ranger's always the strategist slash techie. He's the smart one.
Not always. Some of them, he's the goofy environmental fighter, like Gokaiser.
Techie.
Well, yeah, techie.
He was the one who made all their weapons. That was still pretty
well,
fucking useful
is,
on that
The
end.
Thing is, you could argue in this series, Takati is the techie, because he is the
Point.
Nerd.
Also, Blue Ranger, the one who wants to be the Red Ranger.
Only because Light offered it to him. He hadn't thought about it at all.
Of course not. That's why he became so absolutely obsessed with the idea of being the leader. Suddenly, I'm the leader. I'm the leader, you guys.
I'm the leader!
Leader Evolution!
Reference sponsoring our own material, go.
Sponsored by Digimon Frontier Bridge.
Technically true.
Sponsored by Digimon Frontier Bridge. Now canceled.
Strike that on hiatus.
Hiatus. Anyways, yeah. I'm not even going to go into the rest of the tropes right now, but yeah, it's just, it's the same characters and the same colors. Oh yeah, we change colors. Doesn't matter, personality's still the same.
Which just kind of comes off as like a empty motivational speech, kind of.
No, literally. Reagan,
Kagura can change your personality, so yeah, fuck you. Super good!
No, but this is just like the joke in episode 2. Yeah. What are they doing? They're treating line switching like a toy gimmick. Because that's all it is! All it does is change the weapon they've got.
I'm sorry, can we
They might as well just hand the weapons to each other!
I'm waiting for the... We're releasing like 25 different figures of the main cast.
Yeah.
Each ranger, and it's in a different color.
Welcome to the point!
Can we get one of those things where you drop the Figma into hot water and it changes color?
Early 90s go!
Well, have released...
Yeah, they're doing armor change figures.
Oh, yeah, they released arm chains figures.
You
for
take
Zero.
The thing off and you ship it onto the other one.
Oh my god!
Yeah. Each one now coming with its own box of diamond shaped shreddies.
All right. Yeah. No. I once again I make no thing about not liking this show very much. So take my word for what you will. Moving on.
That's it.
Next person.
Okay. One thing I did like about this episode is the fact that there was no Monster of the Week. It was, the General stepping in.
General
Schwartz. He's gonna fuck your Schwartz up. I hate when I get my Schwartz caught up. But I like how he pulled the fucking Shinken Gold on... Good job.
I thought it was off.
You were wrong. It's also, it's a candy toy. It's always on.
It's never off.
That's why.
I like how General Schwartz basically pulled a Shinken Gold and fucking Iaido'd the whole team to their knees. The whole I'm the leader, you're the leader, we're all the leader thing, kind of stupid.
Nagging
Although,
leader!
I appreciate that they're trying new things, but this is just one new thing that is not working. Literally, I'm the food leader, you're the support leader, which is a fucking oxymoron. You're the shadow leader, you're the nagging leader, and you're the pretending leader. Wow, okay. It feels like something kids would say in a playground. Okay, now I'm this leader, and you can lead that side, and we'll all be leader, yay!
And later we'll all lead in the middle.
It sounds like something a teacher would say to a kid to console them for not actually being the leader.
You're the food leader.
You're the leader of lunch.
I know you were probably joking, but that's literally what the Red Ranger said about him.
He's like, fuck it. I will be the leader of lunch.
Why do you say that? It makes me sound like a ranch raider.
and then Wagon comes in. It's like, wait, shouldn't Wagon be leading lunch? Because, you know, the surf bot? Anyway, Tokyo Tank was pretty cool, I have to say.
Paul, your joke.
They basically strapped gas tanks to its... What was that?
Paul is Akiba Ranger Season 2.
Yeah. Paul, you haven't seen the show, but you're making jokes about it that are accurately shit that happened in the show.
Yeah.
Paul is Akiba Ranger Season 2.
Yep. Imaginary table.
You almost hit the
Imagination! Yes.
Abomination!
Abomination.
Okay. Anyways, Tokyo Tank was pretty cool, I think. They basically took a train with gas tanks in it and strapped it to the fucking Zord's fists.
It's now boxing gloves.
Yep. Boxing gloves filled with some sort of energy source.
Yep.
Wouldn't that be combustible? Which means each punch should have caused an explosion.
Rocket punch.
Yeah.
Energon.
Sure, whatever.
Not combustible.
Generic Sentai.
No,
I know what you're about to say. You know what's in those fucking tanks? Morale.
Yeah.
It's full of morale energy!
I was going to say that energy that they use in Go Busters.
No.
Oh, yeah, the green, glowy energy. Matrix energy?
Those yes. tanks are clearly full of the Eye of the Tiger.
But yes, morale, that is quite genius. I like that.
That's what I thought you were going to say. You always say that's their energy source.
Yeah. I love how whatever fuel is in that tank doesn't exist. It only exists because it exists within their imagination.
Yes.
What fuel is it?
Whatever I believe it to be.
It's nuclear power. Fuck!
The eye peanut of butter the tiger. Fuel. It's a thrill of a fight.
It's the montage.
It's the
It's full clear
eyes of a seeker of wisdom and truth.
Yeah. Yes. One thing I also wanted to mention, it's not technically part of the episode, it was in the previews. We finally got to see the formation of the Megazord from the upcoming movie that includes a replacement Red Resha fashioned from Gabutira.
Gabutira turns into the fucking
thing. No, I was about to say, and the fucking legs of the Denliner. We actually get to see in the preview, Gabutira straight up transform into a fucking train.
Yep.
And I'm like, oh! Oh!
Everybody get train!
I guess you could say that train is battery powered.
Yeah.
yeah, and the Denliner for legs. Legs for days. Legs for all of time.
Legs of time! Everybody get train. You get train, you get train. Dinosaur get train. Dinosaur is train!
Train get train!
Dinosaur get train and is also train?
Yes!
What?
Who give dinosaur train and dinosaur train?
You know dinosaur what? Is train! Why need train?
Dinosaur have train and is train!
That is too much train!
Why? Because imagination!
Is Christopher Nolan directing this?
What is happening?
What a twist!
Best podcast ever.
Train has train! We have to go deeper!
Anyone who wants to hear more really, really irritated fanboy Eastern European child, please like, subscribe.
And comment.
And comment too.
About your love for Eastern European Tokusatsu fans.
Hey,
also trade
hey,
finance.
We'll just fucking get Vlad on the podcast if we have to.
Yeah. Oh no, don't bring and the Russian on with a Polak.
Mid podcast.
He said it, not me!
It's not a racial slur! I can say that because I'm a Polak.
I know.
Mid podcast Euro rave.
Next time we bring Vlad in on this and we all just do this podcast in Russian accents.
Absolutely.
Just cause we
absolutely.
Absolutely not. Hey, Kevin can do a German accent.
Absent.
We have all the Russian accents and then we have the one German accent.
Existenti Nazi Ranger.
Oh God!
I very embarrassingly do a better Russian accent than German accent.
Okay, moving on. We have once again derailed.
That's pretty much Tokyo.
That's
on board steam train. Plug plug.
Nice. Next, there'll be a steam train, Russia. Like, not the actual
red. What is just fucking Danny and Aaron's faces?
No, Danny and Ross!
Thomas the Tank and
Danny and Ross!
No.
It needs a fist that's the nope train.
No, I have the best idea! David!
The feels train.
No, yeah. Guys, David, take a picture of Tokyo Tank and shoop the Ross and Danny grump heads onto the fists. Do it!
God.
Anyone listening to the iTunes version, go watch the YouTube version.
Also the Fields train and the Nope train. Do a couple pictures.
The Nope train's in BlazBlue.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
Fuck you, sheep. Nope.
Okay. Anyways, that's me. Who's next?
Me.
Go.
Okay. So, you guys are missing the point. Fucking General Schwartz, fucking badass motherfucker.
This is why we saved it all for you.
The fact that he, you know, he was like, okay, you know where the tank rush is. You're gonna show me. I don't know where it is. Oh, you don't? Okay. Yo, minions, beat the shit out of fucking Blue. Yeah. They beat.
That was actually
him senseless.
That was actually cool.
And I was like, Jesus fucking Christ. But no, he's fucking awesome, you know, he's so determined, and I actually hope that he does you know, find a couple Reshas, support Reshas, takes them and uses them for
Is this going to turn into O's where it's like a battle to collect all the Reshas?
I fucking hope so.
Collect the Reshas, what, 2 and there's a bunch of them.
1, 2, and 30.
Or maybe like something like Ultraman Ginga, or just the Ultraman Ginga and fucking the villain are just trying to find all the Ultraman that are turned into dolls and use them for their
so
own...
So it's the battle for the Ranger Keys.
Pretty much. Anyways. The whole thing that they're all like, oh, any of us can be the leader, that's cool, because that means any of them can be the leader in a certain situation where, you know, they're best at. So, like...
That was kind of the idea.
That's what I mean. But you guys are like, that's stupid. And I'm like, no, it's actually clever.
What was stupid was the fact that the Red Rangers apparently... situation that he's best at being the leader at is lunch.
Which is fucking joking.
I agree with Ichi. What the fuck is a support leader?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Because he helped...
I will lead everyone in supporting everyone.
You know, so, Light, yeah. He was like, oh, he's about to slash me. I don't know which direction I should turn to counter him. And then Kai's like,
looking,
you're right!
Because looking is a
bad
idea.
No, you said down.
Whatever, down!
Because
yeah.
Actually turning my head and looking is a bad idea right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder what... I can hear him drawing his sword slowly. Oh, God, what direction is he going to slash me in? I can't turn around and look. Doc.
We'll be here all night if we try and question a little shit like this.
Doc. Okay.
But yeah, Hikari is cool, and glad that, like, he just went off with pink and yellow and was just like, let's go find this thing and help Light and Tokari aim. And then, yeah, Tank Tokyo is cool. I'll probably end up buying that because that's actually...
Because you're going to collect all the rushes.
I'm not going to collect all of them. I'm just going to collect whatever ones I think
are interesting. Car carrier!
I actually do want to get a car carrier.
With the Dino feet.
He uses a fucking club. That's cool. I like
he said
that.
He said he wants the car carrier. Now I want to slap him.
Yeah.
The cars come on.
You know what I just thought of?
What?
The toy version of the Denliner Resha. Since the trains can kind of mix and match with each other, we can mix it so the Denliner Reshas become the hands if we want to.
Do you want to know what I just thought?
Go.
There's an alternate ending here where... What's Nigo's name?
Hayato Ichimonji? Tokari. I was thinking Ryder Nigo.
Sorry, my bad.
No, it's my fault.
When Tokari tells him, duck, I was just kind of like, doesn't he want to be the leader? Isn't there a darker alternative end to that?
No.
No, but they're old friends. Friends
where he just kind of, duck, okay.
Oh no! It's dead!
Leader. No, it's stupid.
That's hilarious.
Oh my god!
But yeah,
he just took his word for it.
Light, hands down, is my favorite of the five.
Did
like,
God,
Kagura being second, Tokugogo, she's my second, just because, like, she just seems so interesting because she's, like, always, like, kind of out of it. She's like, I don't know what's going on, but I'm here with you.
Encouraging.
No. What happened? Like, Light said something. Oh, yeah. Everyone's like, oh, yeah, Light went off to, like, to distract them. Like, it was part of his plan because he knows where it is. And Kari's like, yeah, that's exactly it. And everyone's then, like, Kari's like, no, he doesn't know where the fuck it is. He's a dumbass. Let's go look for it.
Fucking Light gets cut down. Tokari reaches down, picks up his morpher.
See,
now
so
I meet you, go.
These relationship with these characters, they kind of remind me of, like, the Kamen Rider Club from Forza, where, like, they each had their own, you know, special, and they all...
That explains why it's terrible. I'm kidding. Go on.
It's like,
that explains why...
Gentaro did not know what the fuck he was doing at the time, and that's why Kengo is there to fucking back him up, because... You know, support!
Actually a valid comparison.
Exactly! Forza. That explains why I hate it.
And that's a series that I fucking love. It's my second favorite Sentai fucking writing show.
That thing where Forza is like, why am I watching that?
I need to rewatch again. Anyways, overall, Tokyo Episode 6, very good. I'm looking forward to the next one. And yeah, it's still Ticket's a badass, because I hope Light eventually is just like, I'm gonna fucking get you.
I have a feeling that if he ever does, he will break all of space and time.
The universe will just implode on itself.
You wanted to say something?
Nope. It'll implode and he'll find himself
Wagon's
in the Deadliner.
Okay.
There, I said it.
You still, even though it's played by a dude.
It's not played
no,
by a dude.
No, he's not.
Oh, yeah.
We established
that it was not. Okay, cool. Wagons of Snow.
The outside's not open.
That's a chick in there, voiced by Naru from Love Hina.
That's imagination enough for me.
I bet what you're imagining. Wagons of Snow.
All the right places.
Candles in all the right places. It's true.
You want to ride that train.
Alright.
On the port steam train.
So we're all good. Episode. I'm still loving the show to death.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we're going to move on to our feature topic of the week, which is our favorite and possibly least favorite, Rider and Sentai designs.
And I have a top 10 list for both of them.
Oh, fun.
Are we doing least favorite as well?
If
I became marginally unprepared.
Well, you don't have to if you don't want to.
Can I start?
I think for Ravens, we can just plug that video.
Yeah.
Unless your list has changed.
It's probably updated. Well, I can update it a bit for, like, Neo Heisei.
Yeah. Just do, like, exclusive Neo Heisei list.
Well, we'll start with Kevin, since he's kind of the start here.
Okay, absolute worst, Forze Cosmic, which is the
Cosmic
one,
State?
The
yeah.
purple with the double rocket hand.
Oh, no, that's Forze Meteor Nadeshko Fusion States.
God, what?
Yeah.
Skis, too.
Like, what? Like,
double
Decade
Cosmic
Rider, Space Pikachu, PlayStation 1.
Decade Complete Form was pretty ugly a lot. That's fucking, what did you even do? They're like, well, okay, he's got 40 different switches, and he can do 40 different things. What if we try doing it all at once?
And it's, not, like, it's not really all at once.
No,
it's...
I know, but just kind of the idea of put everything on him and see what happens.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just fucking a cluster bunderfuck of just, what am I even looking? I'm looking at a pile of Forze. He is no longer a rider with things. He is a pile of stuff.
Yeah, that's pretty much the idea.
And it's just, God, was it just ugly. The purple was just all wrong. Like, way to just blow the motif wide open.
I love it.
It's
cool.
It's definitely not.
It's got meteor powers.
Better on meteor.
He has the fucking galaxy thingy on his fucking wrist.
Which he never used.
Best rider design. After last week's episode, fucking Kachidoki was in the running. You were like, best rider design. And I was like, I know the answer to that question. Kachidoki arms, though. No, Kachidoki's pretty sweet. I did a little more thinking. I can't believe, like, I say this often as I do. Some of my favorite rider designs come from a show that I am just not fond of. And that's Denno. I absolutely love a lot of Denno designs. The base forms are base forms. They're really boring. What really stands out for me is stuff like, well, first of all, Galform's really badass.
That's so great.
Again, it's just very base-ish. I don't really know. I love Liner Form. I cannot stand the sword.
I really don't like any... The only forms Denno has himself that I like are, like, Rod and Axe, and that's Marco.
Even it's Climax.
I am shutting up right now.
Yeah, you are.
Absolutely dislike Climax form.
Everyone does.
But boy, do I love Cho Climax.
The wings made
the
it
wings,
okay.
The wings change it.
Yeah.
Although I do have to say that my favorite still, after probably about 2 or 3 years in the running, new Denno Vega form.
Oh, you stole my answer. Fuck!
New Denno
Vega.
Absolutely beautiful. It's that I found nothing wrong with it. I mean, the fact that it is subject to using Denno's stupid frigging rod-esque chicka-chucky type weapon.
It's called
the
Dengasher.
Yes. The Dengasher is just a fault of the series in and of
itself.
And
now I'm just waiting to see who ends up buying the fig yard of him.
And I just I love anything Zero knows.
Yeah, all I have to say about new Denno Vega form, absolutely flawless.
Well, except for the nib base.
I'm still okay with that.
It's only for decoration. After all, this face is a decoration.
In the words of the fucking Imogen, who, when he heard that, the words of Frieza when he heard that.
Yeah,
that
was Frieza and fucking...
And Caesar Clown.
Kurotsuchi Mayuri from
Bleach. And Caesar Clown.
Yeah. Anyways, that's your piece on favorites?
Yeah.
Okay, Raven.
for a list of my favorite and least favorite.
Click link in the description.
Go watch my top 5 best and top 5 worst.
Although, still, fuck you on Fies and Saga.
You know what? I'm going to say this right now. I'm so sorry, Fies. Please come back. There's been some pretty shitty designs since I said that.
I know.
Saiga, you can still go to hell.
Fuck you.
I'm not too big on Firefighter Fies, but I really, really like original Fies.
Like, Fies, I'm sorry. The glow stick thing was pretty weird, but there have been some pretty shitty things since.
I have to say is Axel
Fies. That's it.
No, somebody actually commented on that video recently with a thing saying that I agree with most of your shit, but I think that Axel Form saved Fies. And you know what? Axel Form is pretty fucking awesome.
Anyways.
I will give it that. But, really think hated Forms, Forze.
Yeah.
Anything Forze. I hate the cone helmet.
I
think it looks stupid.
I am so with you. I didn't like Kamen Rider Dickhead from the moment I saw him. I'm sorry.
Kamen Rider Dickhead.
Suits Zangetsu lovely.
I know.
Yeah,
Zangetsu. Like, I looked at it and I was like,
I can't wait for that movie.
That's great moment in that movie. The only scene of it I've seen when they all transform into those forms and they're all doing the rider they've used the freaking lock scene from. They're all doing their catchphrases. And then you get to Zangetsu, Forze arms, and he's just like, no. I'm not fucking doing it.
I want to do...
I'm not saying Uchu-kita.
I'm not doing it.
I want to do an edit of Forze in which Forze's head is appropriately censored for the abomination of decency.
Well, the thing is, there is like a black ring around it near the top. Or some kind of ring.
I need more censorship.
Considering I hate the helmet, none of the forms really did anything to improve it. Magnet States, maybe a little.
I appreciated
it.
It got rid of the cone helmet and gave him shoulder cannons.
I appreciate the tankiness.
I was okay with that.
Kamen Rider Blastoise.
That said, he could not move his neck in
No, he could not. There were so many issues with it besides
Traps
that.
Of steel.
No, okay, Magnet States may have been the one thing about Forze I was okay with. He stopped using it.
Yeah. Anyways, on a positive note, favorite.
On positive notes, Kajidoru.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I don't understand why I like that so much. Tachidaru is just fucking awesome looking.
Yes, it is.
It's majestic.
It's
so majestic.
Yeah.
It's so majestic it should be voiced by Shinichiro Miki.
Yeah, almost. He's done enough voices in Rider.
Sorry?
He's done enough voices in Rider.
True. And he's still doing it because he's the voice of the fucking energy lock scenes.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Sieg, the voice of the energy lock seats.
And Jazz's driver.
And Lock on Stratos.
Lock on.
And Urahara.
Ha ha. Lock on.
Yep.
Relevant!
Just pull up a picture of Lock on Stratos and play the sound.
Lock on.
Moving. Anyways.
Your piece.
Aside from that, I've already said most of the stuff about my favorites, but that thing I skipped over in the video that wasn't out yet.
Incomplete.
Hey, that was at the end of your video.
Yeah, only because it took me a couple months to get that edited together, and by the time I was done editing, the movie came out, and that was a thing. And I was like, oh my god, they just announced that as I'm about to put this video out. I need to mention it.
Yeah. Good thing you did.
And then I did. And it still looks like shit. I mean, if you thought Decades was bad,
I appreciate the purpose of the form. That doesn't stop it from being ugly as sin.
Yeah.
I don't know why they decided to leave one slot on it blank, though. There was plenty of villains they could have used from Deno.
That's the problem, is why choose when you can just not? How do you determine what is the Deno villain to attribute to that slot? Because I thought about that, and I was just like, there's way too many now.
The Deno villain is that guy who wasn't actually imagined.
Kai?
Yeah.
No, but the thing with the end is his writers in the final form were movie-exclusive villains. Point.
There were a ton of those.
Yeah. Point. Negadeno, Gao, Yuki.
If only due to the fact that Deno is somehow incredibly popular over there.
RoboCop.
Yeah, yeah. G-Deno, which was in the movie that Complete Form debuted in.
Exactly.
Why not use that one?
So what, he's like,
I'm going to have the card.
Or does it ship him to the other side of the battlefield and go, alright, attack.
I'm sorry, I didn't think that far ahead.
Like, honestly, he's just like, alright, everyone,
And then G-Deno's just standing.
You're standing right here, aren't you?
G-Deno's just standing there staring at him like, really?
Why'd you bother?
Why?
You knew this wasn't going to work out.
I'm gonna turn around and I'm gonna punch you in the head.
Just, okay, anyways.
Anyways, yeah. That's about it for me right now.
Okay, so...
I've mentioned everything else in that video.
Okay, so since Kevin stole my favorite design of new Deno Vega form, I'm gonna have to go with my second favorite, which would be Oz Sagozo. Motherfucking rhino, gorilla, elephant, tank-ass motherfucker, rocket fists! Rocket fists!
And gravity powers.
And gravity powers, where he bludgeons you and stabs you in the face with his face... all at the same time. Holy shit, it's so cool.
I was stabbing in the face.
One of the only figures I ever went out and bought the minute I saw it. Wow, it's so cool. I love fucking
stab you in the face.
Least favorite. Let's just say the entirety of Hibiki.
What?
I just don't like their designs.
The designs are the only thing I like about Hibiki.
It was an interesting series for the character development. But the designs, I know it's because it originally wasn't Ryder, but...
Actually, that's the one complaint I got about that video a lot. The fact that I included absolutely nothing from Hibiki or Ryuki on that list. Mainly because I hadn't seen either of the above at that point, and frankly, I only knew the main Ryders from each, and I was kind of met on all of them.
Yeah.
So it was like,
It is a battle of design.
Yeah.
If there was nothing questionable about the design, it couldn't make either list.
Yeah, exactly. It was like, I was kind of in the middle, all of them were kind of in the middle for me, so I was like, eh.
Although I will say this, Ryuki does have a plethora of stupid rider designs.
Oh, absolutely. That's why I couldn't pick...
Scissors!
Yeah. The rider who only lasted two fucking episodes. Yeah, let's just go ahead and put most of Ryuki under that bus, too. Although, it does have its strong points. I do like Zolda. Knight's okay.
Oja.
Oja's alright. I would call Oja passable on the design scale.
Alternative?
Oh, Alternative was gorgeous. Yeah, and most of the other ones I really don't care about. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's my worst design choice, and there's my best, so let's go on the lane.
Okay, so I do have a top 10.
Lane, if you say the word Forza in your best list, I'm going to throw a lock seat at your head.
There's two of them in there.
Good news, I've got three lock seats.
Anyone looking to apply for the spot of Pinkcaster, please send an email. Please tweet me at Ishida Zazil.
All right. Number 10, Deno Platform. I don't know why, I just think it's really cool. I hope one day they make a figure out of it, because I will buy the shit out of that, whether it's like $120, I don't care.
Bear in mind where your tablet is, Lane.
Uh-huh. Number 9.
Paul is holding Lane's iPad hostage.
Deno Sword Form.
Oh, fuck
you. I love Peach Face. It's awesome. Hence why I like Malika a lot. Number 8, Forza Magnet States. It's just bulky, fucking awesome cannons for days.
I'll give you that one. Magnet States is the passable form of the
Number 7, Kamen Rider Kabuki. He's fucking awesome.
He's got a spike through his fucking head!
Yes, I mean, that's totally fine.
And that fits.
Number 6, Double Luna Metal. The instant I saw that, most fucking beautiful double form ever.
Be
I'm sorry, David.
I have an extendable staff.
Pretty.
Can you tell one of us was way overprepared for this episode?
Luna Metal, awesome. Number 5, Agito Shiny. Yes, burning is nice, but
you just came here to fuck with everyone, didn't you?
I am okay with that, too. I personally like Burning better, but I understand Shining does look
cool. Number 4, Excel, because he's just...
You like bulky things, yes.
Number 3, Oz Tajadol. He's majestic and just goddamn beautiful. Number 2, Forza Base States, because...
That's your number 2?
Yes.
Kamen Rider PlayStation
and
1.
And my number 1, let's say it all together. 1, 2, 3,
Decade.
Because just... Nothing wrong with him. He
Throw
looks
the decade
badass,
seat at
and he's
pink.
Clovis magenta.
Lady.
Where did it go? Where's the decade lock seed?
Okay.
It's magenta.
That's going into Lane Test.
Pink.
No, give me it.
Decade. No.
Pink. Sure, give me it.
He actually says during the net movies, pink tonight. It's magenta.
Okay, anyway.
He just doesn't want to admit
all that work we did about not cutting each other off, it's all gone to shit.
Now my top 10 worst rider designs.
Oh, God.
Number 10, Oshouta. Fucking ugly shit. Those legs are just gross.
I didn't care much.
Number 9, Orga.
Fuck you!
Orga is just... No.
No, get out!
No.
Orga's still one of the better ones.
Number 8, Dien. Need I say more? Number 7, Dien Complete Form. Need I say more?
Applications for new pink caster can be sent to at Ishida Zazeel on Twitter. Thank you.
Number 6, another Agito. Fucking ugly as sin.
Fuck you! Jesus Christ!
Fuck you in the ass.
Number 5!
I'm about ready to chuck... Agito Ichigo. Fucking thing.
Number 5, Scissors. Yeah. Number 4, Drake. Drake is ugly and the ugliest of the Kabuto writers.
This has been engineered to fuck with me!
I don't know, Sasword's pretty ugly.
Number 3,
Sasword's pretty ugly.
And now I'm gonna chuck a lot seated Kevin.
Number 3, G. Wine Rider!
It was a parody!
I don't care. Number 2, Verde, because just. No.
Eh.
And my number one least favorite, form ever, Deno Gun form. Todd,
get
damn
the
it,
fuck out!
No, fuck you, it's ugly as shit.
Hurricane, motherfucker!
Just the...
It's a dragon! It's an Eastern dragon motif! That was the point!
Looking.
So if
David,
I could just
put in a picture of Deno Gun form and then just scribble
the
black scribbles around.
He hates Deno Gun
so
form.
So could I
like
just do this thing?
Yeah.
So could I just do that thing that you guys kidnapped me for and forced me into this room to do so that I can finally go home to my loved ones?
I don't like purple dragons, but you know what I like? Purple dragons.
Green dragons.
I love how now
with purple.
I love that now Ichi just fucking hates me.
No, seriously, Kevin had a legit thing. How do you hate Deno Gun form but like Ryugen? It's the same motif!
Yeah, Ryugen's cool, it's
the
grapes.
Same motif.
Grapes, Chinese war, whatever.
So think of the little orbs on Deno Gunform's shoulder as grapes. Will
horrible.
That help you?
No, those are horrible.
Fuck you!
Okay, so my personal favorite and least favorite riders. Okay.
Deno!
Token.
Your
purely on aesthetics.
Obviously.
Purely by aesthetics. Alright. Least favorite? Drake.
I
find the design entirely uninspired. In a series where the rider suits look so elegant without trying to look so elegant, it's the one that's designed to look elegant and fails the most horribly.
Mask form was cool!
I'm actually gonna jump on that boat too, because I think Drake was like my least favorite, one of my least favorite designs in the entirety of Kabuto.
I'm sorry, Ichi.
Can we talk about Sasord's corkscrew face?
I love Sasord!
Yeah,
fuck you!
No. Okay, I love Sasord's mask form with the tubes and shit, but yeah, I don't like his
rider
form.
Is so...
corkscrew face.
Fucking
scorpion.
It's the alpha of Kamen Rider.
It's just the dick on his head. They've all got dicks on their head. That one just happens to look a
little
weird.
The least cool? Yeah.
The rest of him, though, with that mean-ass looking face, the plate armor looking stuff, the really cool samurai sword, it looks pretty cool, but that's neither here nor there when it comes to the fact that Drake looks just so uninspired. And, like... I get it, they wanted to have a long-range sort of guy, but he looks like he's wearing those 90s grandma glasses, and he's got that one asymmetrical shoulder.
And he's a makeup
like
artist.
That
has nothing to do with
that
the design!
That is neither here nor there. The rest of him is just so plain, though. He's really just a shoulder pad, some unitards, and a really silly
Which is
helmet.
Why when he died in the Kabuto, I was like, good fucking riddance.
The rest of them had such unique armors.
I'm done fighting this.
The rest of them had such unique armors, and even Kabuto, that was the simplest of all of them, still had a certain elegance about him.
Yeah.
Drake, while trying to look the prettiest with the character that has the most emphasis on elegance... wound up looking the most bland and wound up looking the least impressive. And so that's why, in my personal favorite Kamen Rider show, that's my least favorite Kamen Rider of all time. And that stretches to all of them. Now, for my favorite Kamen Rider of all time, Ichi, you'll like this.
Mm-hmm.
It's Blade.
Oh, good.
It's Blade. I like his base form. has a few things that leave a little bit to be desired, but it puts forward what it wants to. I mean, it.
I always saw Blade's Jack or Ace form as very straightforward.
The head's a little too pointy, but that's neither here nor there. The rest of him looks really, really cool. I like bulky riders too. When it comes to things, I like my sleek riders. They're pretty cool, but I have a special place in my heart for the bulkier looking riders and the ones that look like they know how to do it well. Mm-hmm. What really cinched Blade for me was King form.
Oh, y'all, yeah.
Nary a more majestic Kamen Rider form have I seen. I went on Google Images one day just to search up some cool Kamen Rider images, and I came across a beautiful fan art of Kamen Rider Blade King form done in the style of, like, the way an actual armor would look, budget and stuff like that.
Cool.
And it just looked breathtaking.
If you think that King form is cool, you need to look up the SIC figures of some of the forms in Blade that never actually happened. Like Lengel Jack, Lengel King, Garen King. They're so gorgeous.
Let me make this clear, guys. I am, like, as much as these guys do cite me as being the person who brought Toku to this group, I am not an enormous Rider fan. I like Rider, I make time for Rider, but it's not like... And as such, I do not generally buy SH figure arts. I would buy an SH figure art of Blade King form. I would. It's
gorgeous. Hope you have $100.
It's gorgeous. It's
expensive as shit.
It's fantastic. I love it. And I have one more spot that I wanted to highlight, because this is just like the... It's my personal biggest BAMF of Rider of all time. And other than Blade King form, my personal favorite Rider of all time is Shadow Moon.
I knew you were going to go with Shadow Moon.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, you're big on that one.
I don't... Evan, I know you've got your thing as to the definition of a Kamen Rider.
I don't consider Shadow Moon to be one.
By
Heisei standards, he is, but yeah. By Showa standards, which technically that's what it was...
I know, but I see...
No.
I see him as a sort of dark perversion of what the idea of a rider should be.
Okay, fair enough.
He is the flip side, but in the same way, I would count him amongst the ranks just as the evil one.
It's the reason he gets included in Rider video games.
His design is perfect. For a rider villain that is designed to be the echo of a Kamen Rider, to be the endgame villain in Kamen Rider Black, which is what they were setting up the entire time, but for him to come out looking like that, looking that dangerous, and just having him be, despite being the main character's brother, having him being completely emotionless towards that character now, and now wanting to kill him just as much as the rest of Gorgum, and as I
Gorgum!
Said, having him look like that, best rider ever.
Satan Sabu.
Yeah, who went...
Best evil rider ever.
Yeah, who went on to be voiced by the guy who voices Kintaro's from Deno.
Don't care.
Satan Sabu.
Retort.
What, your fart?
While I don't discredit...
The gassiest retort ever.
The taste...
Well, shit.
For Blade King form, you say there's none more majestic than that thing. I retort with Kiva Emperor.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh,
Blade is the king, but Kiva is the emperor.
Hold on. Are you comparing it to Blade King form or Shadow Moon?
Blade King.
Oh, okay. That's a matter of personal taste.
No, exactly.
I understand where you're coming from. Yeah. I consider them to be equivalent forms in terms of beauty and majesticness and amazingness.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just my personal taste.
All I mean. It's just kind of like, if I had to think of something, because you're right, Blade King is up there. If I had to think of something that I would feel to be more majestic,
I'd like to think that whole correlation in the King and the Emperor is kind of an underlying reason why those two actors were a part of the underlying plot in Decade. Because, like, Wataru shows up at the start and then Kazuma shows up at the end.
Hey, Wataru shows up again at the end.
Yeah, but I like it's like Decade's journey is being washed over by the King and the Emperor, and I like those two forms specifically because they are both the royalty riders.
Mm-hmm. I'm just sad we didn't get to see Decade actually fight the original Kiva. Because he kind of just transformed after he was like, what the fuck did I tell you? You didn't listen to me. And then he just kind of went at him and then he was somewhere else.
And another reason why Decade was a shitty show.
Anyways, we can go on forever with Decade, but that'll have to wait to another time.
Now will you please get the snipers off my family? For God's sakes, I did what you asked me.
It's okay, you can call him off. He's done the duty.
Thank you.
Now you can go after we wrap up. So, that's episode 4.
Morgan episode, you know. Stuff was said. Friendships have now been...
Friendships have been called into question. I don't know if I can sleep tonight.
Fuck, our podcast is the wrong guy.
Are safe.
Orgo's ugly as sin.
Saying you?
Dynafire?
Fuck you.
I actually prefer Saiga over Orga. That's the funny thing.
No, let's not keep doing this.
The best rider design in Fize.
Yeah, let's not
can
keep
I,
doing
can
this.
I also,
Fize is my preference.
Okay, one more.
Before we sign off, can I also just make a couple comments? Because you also mentioned Sentai as well, and we also talked about
Sentai.
Oh, yeah,
we didn't
here.
Do any Sentai.
I know we're running...
We can do Sentai next week, whatever.
I know, but I might not be here next week, so okay. I just wanted to give my 2 cents on my personal favorite Sentai things. And in terms of my least favorite...
That's right, slow back down.
My least favorite anything in Sentai, it's going to have to be all of the Turbo Rangers.
Oh, Car Ranger?
Classification, Power Rangers Turbo / Car Ranger, not Turbo Ranger.
Yes, I found the aesthetics for that whole thing to be just completely asinine, just stupid.
And that's why it killed the franchise over
here. And I quite, like, even Blue Centurion, I used to love Blue
Centurion. To be clear, Car Ranger was a parody. That's why they were stupid.
I know, I understand, but I grew the fuck out of Blue Centurion. My personal favorite thing in Sentai ever, Wolzard.
Oh, fuck yeah! Oh, dude, we could go on all night about Wolzard.
The magic wonder of Wolzard and how wonderfully complex he is as a character and how amazingly cool
the
he is.
Fucking stark magic knight, Wolzard.
He's so boss.
Anyways, we've gone way over time.
Yes, anyways, well, that's me and my love of things, Sentai, Rider.
Yes, we'll probably pick it up next time or maybe in a future week. Yes,
we will pick up the discussion about our favorite Sentai, in which I will once again say, I like Gokaiger, I don't like
We know. Anyways, for those listening, I'll just go ahead and mention that probably next week's discussion topic will be the newly released Kyoryuger versus GoBusters movie.
That's gonna be cool.
We
will hopefully watch together beforehand.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah!
Okay, thanks for listening. As always, you can subscribe to us on iTunes. You can subscribe to us on the Ixie Studios channel. And yeah, keep watching. Anyone who is interested in being a guest on Cast Ranger can tweet at us. All of our contact info is up on the Ixie Studios cast page. And yeah, send us comments, questions, anything you... If there's any feature topics you'd like us to talk about on Cast Ranger, feel free to throw us suggestions. Because eventually we're going to run out of ideas.
Who here would like to hear me have an occasional segment where I talk about older tokusatsu that aren't Kamen Rider or Super Sentai? That'd be cool.
We could probably fit some of that in.
Yes, I quite enjoy
it. Anyone interested in that, let us know.
Yes.
All right, everyone, say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Orga's ugly.
Fuck you.
I'm in the movie!